Good morning, Joan. How are you? It's great to have you here on the Ask the Builder Show.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing just great.
Tim, I'm calling because you may recall my husband, Greg, called a few weeks ago regarding some problems that he was having with our jacuzzi tub. And you had recommended that he purchase your product, the Stain Solver.
Yes.
Okay, to remove all that brown junk. Well, we ordered the Stain Solver. We got it. But he's lost the directions on how he's supposed to use it.
What is wrong with that guy? You need to whip him into shape.
And he stuck me with the call this morning because he had to go to work.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. All right. Here's what I would do on this tub. It's really pretty simple. I want you to fill it up to the, to about an inch above the line of the jets.
Okay.
You know, because we got to get above the water lines, you know, that are the tubes that are back behind that tub.
Right.
And I want you to, that's probably going to take about, I don't know how deep this tub is, but my guess that could take 20 gallons of water to do that.
It's actually a Kohler tub. It's a 72-gallon tub.
Yeah, so that's so getting it up to that water line's about a third of the way up, or do you think it's even halfway?
It's probably about half.
So, okay, so we're at 35 gallons. So you're going to then use, how many of the containers did he buy?
I think he bought four 2 pounds. Yeah,
right.
He bought 8 pounds total.
Okay, yeah, you're going to end up probably in the long run using all that. So here's what I want you to do. For starters, for 30 gallons, I want you to put in one of the containers.
Okay.
And I want the water to be, you know, like lukewarm.
Okay.
You know, like tub water, like you could easily get in and, you know, without scalding yourself.
Right.
Then I want you to put in the product, pour the whole container in the tub. It'll easily dissolve. And I want you to swish it around, like put a like a rubber glove on or something,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just kind of swish the water around. You can also turn the jacuzzi on. You know, that'll do the same thing.
Okay.
But about 5 minutes into it, I do want you to take your hand on the bottom of the tub and feel if there's any of the powder, you know, like a grit. Because we want that to all to dissolve, so you just kind of mix it up.
Okay.
But you and I both know I don't want you in there stirring it with some kind of steel spoon. That's going to scratch the tub, you know.
Okay.
So now that and once it's all dissolved, I want you to continue to operate turn the button on the jacuzzi, and let's let it bubble and aerate for a good 15 minutes if you can do that.
Yep.
Okay. Then just let the bubbler go off, but don't drain the water out.
Okay.
Let's just leave the water in there for a good 2 hours.
Okay.
Then come back and turn it on again. Turn the bubbler on another time.
Okay.
And same thing. Then I want you to let it rest for another hour or two. See, this product will keep making oxygen for up to 6 hours.
Okay.
You know, it'll work. It's like active for 6 hours. So what I'm trying to do is I want it to kind of stay in the tub for about 4 or 5 hours.
Okay.
And then finally at the end, like in other words, put it in, run the bubbler, let it sit. Run the bubbler, let it sit. And then finally at the end, run the bubbler, the jacuzzi pump for another 5 minutes or so, and then drain the tub.
Okay.
And then we're going to fill it again, and I don't care if it's filled with warm water at this point. I just want to get the water up halfway again so that we can rinse everything out.
Okay.
See what I mean? And then I just want you to run the jacuzzi part for a good... 5-10 minutes.
Okay.
And if you think it's worthwhile to put some bubble bath in it or something to kind of, you know, put a soap in to clean the lines too, but I don't think you're going to need it because this stuff that I've got is such a powerful cleaner. It will take care of all the bacteria and, you know, all the kind of gunk that's in those lines.
Okay.
And it should work just tremendously.
And, Tim, do you think that, I mean, if the problem is so bad and we've had it for a few years that one treatment will do the trick, or do you think the next time we run the tub it will be much significantly less, but there might still be some residual?
Yeah, there might be some residual, but you're gonna know, I mean, just like I told him, if you want to find out how good a job it did, because each time you run it now, what happens? The water turns a color, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what will happen is after you rinse it, you're going to clean it, then you're going to rinse it. It would be fascinating to see what happened if you, right after you let the tub water drain, if you filled it again one more time, because if the water stays pretty clear at that point, you should feel pretty confident that you got the problem solved.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so that's what I would do, and I would love to hear back from you. I mean, I would love for you to email me or call me again. Just let us know what happened.
Okay, we will do that.
How's that sound?
We'll give it a shot today. It sounds great.
All right, well, just let me know.
Will do.
All right, thanks a lot,
Tim. Thanks so much, Tim.
Okay,
have a great day.
All right, no worries. All right, bye-bye. You have a great day, too.